Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Na, 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 it's Chuck and Jerna. Na, 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 it's Chuck and Jerna.
It's 3 o'clock on the dot. You know what that means. It's time for Matt Letta and the King.
Na, 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 it's Chuck and Chernoff. Na, 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 it's Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan.
Driving home Atlanta is a traffic jam, but we got Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan.
Na, 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 it's Chuck and Chernoff. Na, 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 it's Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan.
I see what you did there with the Murph singing us in. It's Chuck and Chernoff. On the FAN, we're on FM at 93.7, doing the AM thing, although it's a beautiful day, so the AM might be cranked up. It's 680, and of course, the 680 The Fan mobile app. We are live today at Smoke Jack Barbecue. We're here until 6 o'clock. Easy to find us in Alpharetta, 29 South Main Street. Come on by here, grab yourself a table, both inside or outside, and have yourself a big day. Get out of work. It's time. You're good. The 3 o'clock hour of our show is presented by This Stuff Matters, helping you make the most out of what matters most. Like and subscribe to This Stuff Matters, the podcast, at thisstuffmatters.net. Let's start the hour by saying hello to Charles.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, Chuck.
I have
top story today.
Oh, yeah? This is very exciting. Share.
Headline.
Matthew McConaughey.
He's taking his shirt off. Oh.
Now you got to ask for the clothes.
Oh, he's hot. That's a top story.
That's awesome. I like it. What a different feel to the top story. And he is hot. I can't argue with that. That's Matt McConaughey.
Digital Chuck does a better job of throwing the audio than I do.
He doesn't step on it.
Yeah, that was nice.
Very
was
clean.
Good, you
know. Sure. The Braves have the day off, and it's well-deserved after a 5-1 road trip that was finished off with a sweep in Houston. It's pretty safe to assume the Braves like playing in Houston. They've now won 4 in a row, dating back to that clincher that they won the championship in 21. Braves beat Houston 5-4 yesterday in 10 innings. The fifth run that was the game winner yesterday was a big deal because it won the game. But it's also meant a lot of success so far this season. Our buddy Kevin McAlpin, you know him as the Frozen Rope, points out the Braves are now 12-1 when they score at least 5 runs. Now, you would say, well, yeah, duh, if you score more runs, you have a chance to win. You know how many teams are losing this year? 7-6, 7-5, 8-6. Braves are 12-1 when they get to 5 runs. They're going to get to 5 runs a lot this year, and that number is going to be one to watch throughout the season.
The only postscript to this series that isn't about the Braves is, well, the Astros, they're having a bad season, and that's the Astros issue.
Yeah,
all problem. Right, whatever.
We have injuries, too.
Whatever. Yeah. You went on the road and took 3 straight from a team that has a lot of talent on the roster, and you kept their miserable season going. So that's on them. The Braves bullpen in particular, because they had to do grown man work over the 3 games. It's good to see them keeping the ball in the yard. I mean, Max gave up the bomb.
Max gave up the homer to Yordan Alvarez. But Max was just okay yesterday. But the pen, Chavez gave up the home run. After that, Pierce Johnson, Joe Jimenez, A.J. Minter, Raisel Iglesias, they combined for 4 scoreless. Didn't give up a hit. Struck out 3 and walked 2. They were great.
Fantastic. And I like, first of all, keep the ball in the yard. That was the first thing. Here's the truth. If over, I don't know, 58 appearances for Pierce Johnson and 62 for Jimenez and, you know, whoever winds up, A.J. Minter winds up with 63, there are going to be 8 bombs. There are going to be 4 wild pitches. There's going to be a hit batter. They all came in April.
There'll be back-to-back times where they give up runs, all those things.
It'll happen. Yeah. It just happens squeezed in about, like, the first week and a half of the season, and that's what I've told myself. And then in Houston, it kind of unfolded that way.
I think it's funny to see the other team or the other fan base reaction to the Braves' offense that I think the opposing fan base knows Ronnie's the Braves' best player. Then you can start having an order. Is it Olson or Riley or Ozzie or Michael Harris? And they're like, okay, we'll have that debate. And then it's right now Marcelo Ozuna, Orlando Arcia, others that are raking. We're understandably so looking at Ozuna, who hit another homer yesterday.
My gosh.
He's got a 16-game hit streak.
Did you see it come down?
No. It was Soler-esque the way he hit it. But I do want to highlight Orlando Arcia. Orlando's off to another phenomenal start. What he did last year we thought was going to have some regression to it. Maybe it still will. But he did some work yesterday, including reaching base on the air that got the Braves within 4-3, hitting the sac fly that made it 4-4, and then hit the game-winning base hit with 2 outs in the 10th and won it 5-4. He was 2-for-4 with a double, a couple of more RBIs. On the road trip, he was 8-for-19, a homer, 3 doubles, 6 RBIs, and he's hitting a robust 377. And routinely, Orlando hits about 7th or 8th in the lineup. Mm-hmm. That's frightening.
I have to say this, and it's not always about the money. $2.5 million a year, that's kind of about the money. If he were $12.5 million, you would go, yeah, okay, I get it. He's $2.5 million, and so there's that. And the Braves are 1-0 without Ozzy, so there's that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. The Braves will now, as I said, get a day off today, and then they'll be back home for a 9-game homestand. They'll get Texas for 3. Miami for 3, and then the Cleveland Guardians at Truist Park for 3. And this weekend, Sale will go Friday, Morton on Saturday, and Darius Vines will get the ball on Sunday. If you were looking for your last-minute tickets, download the Game Time app. Use our code THEFAN, that's THEFAN. You will get $20 off your first purchase by getting your last-minute tickets with the Game Time app. I stayed up like a dope, and watch the Hawks lose to the Bulls, 131-116. I thought they'd lose the game anyway, so I'm not shocked at that. Mercifully, the season comes to an end, but it was the same stuff that you watched so much where you saw uncontested layups, wide-open threes. The Bulls put up 40 in the first quarter, and I thought, okay, this is good. Hawks are down 18. Matt can drift off to sleepy land, except they start the second quarter with a 14-0 run. So now they suck me back in, and then we get to the half, and they're only down 6. It was an 88-85 game with 5 minutes left in the third quarter. And then the Bulls hit the gas again. They went on a 21-4 run over the next 4 minutes of the third, and that was it. The game was toast at that point. Trey's hand, obviously not right the way he was shooting. The turnovers, he just looked awful most of the night. But I'll give credit to DeAndre Hunter. He's healthy and looked 10 times worse than Trey. He was 3-for-16 from the floor, 0-for-7 from 3, and nearly airballed a free throw as an 85% free throw shooter. So congrats to DeAndre. You were worse than the guy with one hand.
I want to refer to something that was kind of okay. If you remember when Bama and Notre Dame played in the national title game down in Miami about 10 years ago, they were up big, and A.J. McCarron got to the line and needlessly kept changing the call. And so Barrett Jones finally turned around and just shoved him.
Let's go.
I was like, kids fight. Who cares? You know, when you play sports especially, kids fight sometimes. most times it's okay. I don't think DeJounte and Trey are going to be okay.
I don't care. You know, I don't care about stuff in game. No.
I know you don't.
But I just don't care about that stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes kids fight, especially if they play sports. I don't think those two are going to be okay.
So I don't. We played a bunch of stuff in their pod. Competitors do that. I think the bigger issue is they just don't win enough with the two of them. They don't complement each other. We thought this when the trade was made, or at least some of us did, that you're bringing in another point guard. Right? I wish I had the tapes of, like, the day they traded for DeJounte. And Hawks fans, bless them. You're getting an all-star. DeJounte's very good. But DeJounte is not a two-guard, and I thought he did a great job to try to transition to more three-point volume. He's a very good player. They don't work together. I don't care if they love each other or hate each other, and I think they're fine from that standpoint. They just don't work. And that's going to be the crux of the offseason, trying to figure it out. Now, it's clear to me, and I'm not going to spend the offseason. I think it's lazy sports talk radio. I think it's lazy internet. And I think it's lazy media. They're not trading Trae Young. You guys can spend all the time. You don't want to trade Trae Young. You shouldn't want to. When you get a 27-10 guy who's in his prime, you max him out for a reason, and then you figure it out around him the way you did in 2021 with enough shooting, enough defense, and enough depth, and you figure out the best deal for DeJounte Murray. I'm not going to spend weeks and weeks. It's dumb to do the should they trade Trae stuff. Dumb.
If you pay your head coach what they're paying Quinn, which is $8 million a year, which, by the way, he may be worth every dollar of it, but I'm saying if that's what you have decided – then that means you really trust that guy. Does Quinn get to call shots?
I'm sure he's got some say. I say this much. Landry Fields has yet to do anything because Landry won't pull the trigger. The only thing he did was he traded a treasure trove of second-round picks for Sadiq Bey. They haven't done anything. Like, Landry sits on his hands, so I don't know that I'm going to be, you know, waiting on the edge of my seat for him to make any big moves at all. But does Quinn have a say as much as Landry and Kyle Korver? I would hope he has some say-so in it. I think Quinn's got to be completely just disgusted by this whole
thing. Yeah, he's really exasperated. And that's the look. Like, you would see him post-game.
By the way, I don't think he did a great job this year in a lot of lineup stuff. But last night's an example of here's the difference in that team as opposed to the 21 team. The 21 team had a bench full of Bogey, Gallo, had a bench full of Lou Will, had, like, some defense that they would bring in. It was, like, five or six deep. This team now is asking Bruno Fernando to play minutes because Onyeka's hurt. And they're asking Garrison Matthews became a really good shooter, but asking a bunch of guys that really shouldn't be getting significant minutes to play because they killed their own depth with dumb moves.
Last year, he came in and finished like, you know, it's kind of odd, but I was like, no, I get this. Like the last 21 or 18 games, whatever it was, he came in and finished like the last block of games. And was like, all right, get to know the roster and the culture and the office and all that. And he has the same look on his face last night as he did a year ago.
Here's as simple as I can make it. Trae and Jaylen, and then everything else is up for grabs. Whatever you want to do after that, let's do it. But if Trae and Jaylen, you've got those two things figured out, try to move on from there. The Hawks will have the 10th best odds to get the number one pick in the draft. And then tonight you want to root for Sacramento to win the play-in game against the Zionless Pelicans. If they get in, the Hawks will get their pick. So you're looking at picks like 10 and 17 or 9 and 16 or whatever the two picks end up being. And that's important because after this year, the Hawks don't have picks. They're all with San Antonio because of the DeJounte deal. So you hope you get Sacramento's. We will get a live report from the play-in watch party later on in the show. Our intern Jack was there to give us all the sights and sounds, how big of a crowd, what was the exuberance
like.
Did
he save his receipt for the $5?
We'll find out. We'll find out later. I do want to take some time at some point during the show today to go deep into this ESPN piece on the Falcons and their pursuit of Bill Belichick. By now, I'm sure you guys have either heard or read or seen some excerpts. Don Van Otta, Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler, three wonderful reporters, did some great work here. And it's fascinating insight all through the beginning of the Falcon search that started with the Bill and Arthur Superyacht meeting all the way to the end when the Falcons called Raheem Morris to offer him the job. Things like Arthur calling Bob Kraft and Kraft just bludgeoning Bill verbally over the phone. Things like, and this is not a surprise, Rich and Terry didn't want to work with Bill. Things like the Falcons voted straw poll at the end of the search in their top three for the job. Raheem finished one. He got the gig. Mike McDonald finished second, who eventually got the Seattle job. And Bobby Slowick was their third choice just in case Raheem would have been gone. The piece essentially alludes to the fact that Arthur gave Bill a second interview, kind of a cursory, hey, he's the GOAT. But Arthur was convinced by his own internal people and by Bob Kraft, this is not what you want to do. And if I'm going to believe this, and this reporting's wonderful, that at that point they were moved on from Bill and they were doing other things.
Yeah, it's fun to believe this about Belichick, that like he's on the outs now, he's been blackballed, whatever. I don't I don't believe it. And the reason is because there are multiple, like the gist of this, the big, the shot, the money was Robert Kraft said Bill Belichick can't trust him. All right. There are multiple documented, publicly acknowledged instances from Belichick where we saw he's a liar and a cheater. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that it was like the – did Arthur Blank, like, dial up the Patriots? Hi, we've interviewed someone listed you as the previous employer. Like, didn't know he was a liar and cheater and untrustworthy?
Right. But here's the thing. Arthur had to be talked out of Bill, right? If Bill agrees to a deal here – it would have offset some of the money the Patriots would have had to pay him. So it's not like Kraft had an incentive to crap on Bill. It's going to save Kraft money if the Falcons hire Belichick. Instead, he's like, now the word is Arthur and Kraft are...
Oh, they're boys. They go back. Yeah.
That Kraft's like, you can't have a conversation with him. It's uncomfortable, the whole thing. And we know this about Arthur, for good or bad. And I don't love it. Arthur wants his head coach and his hierarchy to have this warm, cuddly relationship. And what was the collaborative?
Collaborative.
Right. All that stuff. According to this story, Rich and Terry knew that Bill can say whatever he wanted. Bill said, I don't want to be GM. I just want to coach. They all knew once Bill got in the door that Terry would have eventually been out. Rich would have been out. So that was some self-preservation. But I think Arthur believed that Bill would have taken over the building, too, even if he didn't say he wanted to at the beginning.
It would be unusual because not only Blank and Kraft, they're friends, but the other is also one of 31 people on the planet who can kind of understand because you also want an NFL team. And so what happens, Matt, any profession, when I used to teach this happened, I go to media days in July. You get anybody who was in the same professional setting together. Like, how can every program director at every sports talk station in the South have no clue what they're doing?
Whoa.
But you go to media days, and what does every host sit around and start bitching? By the second beer, it's, my program director sucks.
Typically, that's true.
Okay. You get a bunch of
teachers. Yeah.
Get a bunch of teachers together. What happened?
Principal.
Every assistant principal in the county somehow was clueless. I'm sure that Blank and Kraft, they gripe about agents, players, city councils, mayors, national anthem protesters, you name it, and probably their employees, including their head coaches. So I'm certain Bob Kraft said something to Arthur about Belichick.
Sure.
Rah, rah, rah. I don't think he said it under the guise of, I'm looking for a job review.
I don't know if it's a job review, but I think Arthur...
I mean, a recommendation.
I think Arthur trusts Kraft enough.
Absolutely, but he had done just normal griping that everybody does in whatever profession you're in.
You're right, but there are probably some deeper conversations than we're privy to or what we're thinking here. I think at the end of this search, whether this is how you want to run a billion-dollar business or not, I think Arthur wants, in the story alluded to it, he doesn't like confrontation. He doesn't like uncomfortable. He knows Raheem. Easy to get along with. The building will be much freer. The building will be somewhere he wants to be. And I think that was, to me, the ultimate decision when it was all said and done.
He hired Jim Moore and Bobby Petrino back-to-back, and he doesn't like confrontation.
Yeah, but those guys were, in Jim's case, first-timer. He's not going to be confrontational the way that Bill. If Bill doesn't get his way, he's going to go to Arthur and go, F you.
Power play.
Jim would have never done that, and Bobby would have just lied to Arthur and slid out. We'll get more into that coming up a little bit later on. Let's get our worst idea.
Get ready for Chuck and Chernoff's Worst Idea.
We'll take your worst idea answers at the Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. I saw a study that said kids tend to like the music that their parents enjoyed when they were teenagers. Which is funny because now my oldest is listening to a lot of 90s stuff, a lot of 80s stuff, a lot of 70s stuff. Like, he'll on his Spotify, there'll be The Who, The Beatles, Nirvana, Billy Joel. And I'm like, dude, this is what you used to make fun of me for listening to. But here's the jarring one. My 11-year-old the other day turns on Spotify in my car, and it's Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver. An 11-year-old. He loves that song, and I'm like, dude, I didn't even listen to that when I was a teenager, and he is. So I'm curious what the song or the music is that your kids will like that you'll say it's the oldest music they'll listen to.
I'll use my wife instead. She's 11 years younger. That kind of qualifies.
Yeah, she's a kid.
She'll go back to Bon Jovi in the 80s.
Okay. She
digs that a lot.
So we'll find out again from you guys the oldest music your kids like. Brian Gephardt.
My 18-year-old niece is an old soul, so she likes Elvis and Queen. Those are her two favorites.
Queen is very popular with that age group, too. DT?
I think he went to take a dump.
All right, very good. It's good to see the staff again fills me in on what's going on back there. And Cullen Madden.
What are you expecting out of me here?
Do you not know any young people? I mean, you're pretty young.
I mean, like, my cat's kind of my son. He kind of likes, a little Beethoven, a little jazz, maybe.
You're like 25?
27.
Okay. I mean, you're a child. What do you listen to?
Like a little 80s pop, a little Duran Duran.
Okay, very good. You did well right there.
Cullen's hungry like the wolf.
You guys will send your worst idea answers to the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. We'll give you a chance to win Chuck's dinner. We'll do it in less than 15 minutes. Coming up next, though, this would be the kind of lottery ticket I hope the Falcons are willing to buy coming up in the draft.
If you won the Mega Millions, $1.6 billion, legitimately, not just pie in the sky, what would be the first major purchase you would make?
We'll find out next.
Cullen's hungry like the wolf.
Rawr.
Interesting. Very interesting. Chuck and Chernoff are live on the road again. We're at Smoke Jack Barbecue here with Heaven Hill, and we'll be here until 6 o'clock. It's 29 South Main Street, Alpharetta. It's a beautiful part of town. It's an awesome day. Try to get out here. Alpharettians, Alpharetian, you people. Smoke Jack Barbecue is where we are until 6 o'clock. The 3 o'clock hour of the show presented by This Stuff Matters, helping you make the most out of what matters most. Like and subscribe to This Stuff Matters, the podcast at thisstuffmatters.net. We will give you a chance to win Chuck's dinner. We will do that coming up in just a couple of moments as we enjoy a full Braves day off as the Braves come home after a 5-1 road trip, winning 3 in a row, sweeping the Houston Astros yesterday. Tomorrow, the Texas Rangers come into town. The world champions of baseball will be here, and we'll give you all the lead up and all the fun that we give you on a typical game day. So we'll look forward to that coming up tomorrow. So hopefully you guys will join us throughout the day. Now, remember, when the Braves leave the building, and I don't mean like physically, I mean hit a home run. All season, when the Braves hit a home run, you score an instant round trip or discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires. The next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you're going to get a free alignment and a free oil change when you get the tires. That's a great deal. So when the Braves hit more home runs, it becomes a bigger hit for you. The bigger the deal, the best deal happens at Tire Discounters. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. All right, before we give you a chance to win Chuck's dinner, we're a week out from the draft. And you hear front office Lowe's tell us a lot of times, focus on the top 30 visits that a team will take. Typically, it's kind of telling. Chuck, I was very interested and a little surprised to read that yesterday Spencer Rattler was one of the Falcons' top 30 visits. This is a name I've talked about as sort of a wild card that today I will describe as a lottery ticket. That if I'm the Falcons, I would consider in rounds 3 or rounds 4 if he's still available. There's a chance he's not. He might be one of only a couple of quarterbacks left after the run begins in round 1, so he might be gone earlier. But when I'm looking for a profile of a wild card, or in this case a lottery ticket, I'm intrigued by a super talented quarterback who I think in South Carolina wasn't surrounded with a ton of NFL pieces, but also had to compete against NFL caliber defenses in the SEC. He started a ton of games, 48 starts between Oklahoma and then South Carolina. I bring up round 3 or 4 as a chance to take a lottery ticket. What you're going to do with whatever quarterback, and they're going to draft one, I don't know where, but they're going to draft one, is you're going to park him for 2 years. He'll be in the room with Kirk. Kirk will, learn him all the stuff the quarterback learns him, and we'll see if he becomes an option in a couple of years.
Go back and tell me that again. Go back and say that last sentence again.
Which part?
About they draft him, and then what happens?
In a couple of years, they'll see if he turns into an option to have an opportunity to be the guy after Kirk.
Okay, I'm going to come back to that.
I mean, Kirk Cousins was a fourth-round pick. That doesn't mean it's something that happens all the time, but I think in the right scenario, see, Desmond Ritter's an awful example because Desmond never should have been starting when he did. I think if Matt Ryan had been here and Desmond sat for 2 years, there was a better chance of Desmond having success, and if he was better coached, I think there was more success to be had.
I don't think it matters what you do with a fourth-round pick who doesn't play for 2 years because, like I said last week, Kirk Cousins is literally the only guy in the NFL who was a day-three pick. And
Dak Prescott was a day three pick.
Sat for 2 years and suddenly was able to play. Like how you said, Spence Rattler in 2 years, we'll see if he's ready. Sure. How would he get ready to take over 2 years?
How does anybody get ready?
They play.
Oh, really?
And they get better.
So how did Jordan Love get ready? He was a first-round pick.
He wasn't ready. They didn't think at first.
Well, duh, that's the point.
And
Spence Rattler's probably not ready either.
First-round picks can do that.
Go back to your question.
I said the
what was
only,
your question?
The only
what was your question?
You said, how does he get better?
How does Jordan Love get better?
He was a first-round talent. He didn't have to get as much better as this guy does.
Point is,
you're laughing about the difference between a fourth-rounder and a first-rounder?
No, you asked the question.
We have the only example in the entire NFL. You can't name another one, and you think, maybe it'll happen again.
You just asked, how do you get ready?
It's the only way to take a third and fourth-round pick and make it worthless.
Okay, I'll disagree wholeheartedly, and here's why. If you look at – I'm going to use Dane Brugler's mock as an example. Dane Brugler has the Falcons with their second of the two third-round picks taking Tez Walker. I don't know how many people know Tez Walker. He's a North Carolina receiver.
He'd been at three other schools before that, and then he showed up at North Carolina. He can play.
He also can't catch. At the Senior Bowl, the big talk was he kept dropping balls in practice over and over and had three drops in the game itself. I would rather take a lottery ticket on a quarterback than a project of a wide receiver. And the same thing in the fourth round. Fourth round, and I'm just using Dane Brugler here, he's got Delmer Glaze, a Maryland guard slash tackle, not sure what he is. Give me the lottery ticket. I might get lucky. It might work out. I've got it. Here's where the NFL's gone wrong. You got to keep taking quarterbacks. You have to try to take them, hope they develop in your system, hope they get better, and hope that you have some kind of plan, whether they're in your building or you can use them as currency to trade somewhere else. The NFL has done it wrong for so long. That's why we're playing with a league right now of about half the league that doesn't have a quarterback. You got to keep taking them.
If you draft a guy after the first round or two, there is a limitation or a shortcoming or whatever it is on talent, size, something. And sometimes you can prove you can play if you play. There's no path to getting, like I said, outside of Kirk Cousins, you don't get better by not playing.
And, I think some would disagree.
And when you already start, like, I think Spence Rattler.
I think a lot of guys, they're not ready to play, like you said, with Jordan Love.
He got better. He's a rounder, though.
So what's the difference where he was drafted? The point is he wasn't ready to play.
That means he's taller, has a stronger arm, and a better skill set.
How does that make him get ready? You just said you have to play to get ready.
He didn't have to as much to get ready. Okay. He was already closer to being ready to play. And they said, all right, go play because you're a first rounder.
Interesting. All right. I will agree to disagree with you that I will take a lottery ticket in the third and fourth over Delmer Glaze or Tez Walker. I got to have a quarterback in the system. They're going to take one. Just a matter of where they're going to get him. All right, let's give you a chance to win Chuck's dinner.
It's suicide. You've seen him. You know how strong he is. You can't win.
It's time to win Chuck's dinner. Served up by our next Chop Shop, a fresh, modern expression of the classic American steakhouse.
Maybe you want to celebrate an anniversary. Maybe it's a holiday party for the company. Maybe, I don't know, Thursday night, I want an exemplary meal. Hit Arnett's. It's fantastic. Be even better to do under the theory that you had a card for $100 off. But, again, that's just a theory that I guess is sort of up to you. I don't say that with enthusiasm.
It didn't sound like
it. There is a card up for grabs.
Yeah, I didn't hear the enthusiastic intro, the build-up to this. If you're new to the game, this is how this works. We're going to offer you questions. Then Chuck will get the questions. And then if you outpoint him, you win a wonderful gift card to a wonderful spot in Arnett's. So that's as easy as I can make it. Derek Thomas will be your host with the most today. Your categories are Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Oh, my. Let's welcome in our first contestant. Here's Ryan, who joins Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. Ryan, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing excellent, Ryan. Where are you supposed to be at this very moment instead of on the phone playing a dumb game with us?
I'm working from home today.
What do you do?
I am in accounting.
Oh, now you got some time off. Kick your feet up after the 15th. I get it. See what's going on, Ryan. All right, Ryan, your category options. Yes. Your options here are Lions, Tigers, or Bears?
Let's go Bears.
Bears it is. We'll put 60 seconds on your game clock. Here's your chance to win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
An avid bear connoisseur, Dwight K. Schrute was an assistant to the regional manager on this NBC sitcom.
The Office.
That is correct. In a bear market, are investments going higher or lower?
Lower.
That is correct. Longtime Bears defensive tackle William Perry was known by this popular nickname.
The Refrigerator.
That is correct. Bear Grylls served in the British Army before becoming the host of this popular survival show.
Survivor?
Incorrect. Thirsty Thursday, which has the higher alcohol content, Colt 45 or Schlitz malt liquor?
Schlitz.
That is incorrect. NBA playoffs, which team is a higher seed in the East, the Knicks or the Bucks?
The Knicks.
That is correct. Happy 420, is Skywalker OG more of a sativa strain or an indica strain?
All right, there's the clock. Ryan, hold on 1 second. We'll get Chuck back from the isolation chamber. That was Ryan.
What about Steve?
Steve's not here. Ryan works in accounting, working from home today, if you catch my drift. A lot of guys in accounting working from home.
Oh, feet up.
Second half of the month of April, just enjoying themselves.
Oh, yeah, after the extension gets filed.
See you in about September.
They'll get back to
yeah,
it.
I get it. Your category, Charles, is Bears. Bears. Go ahead and take a deep breath. I didn't see that coming.
It's more swine.
It feels like it, yeah. All right, let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock. We'll see if he can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
An avid Bear connoisseur, Dwight K. Schrute was assistant to the regional manager on this NBC sitcom.
The Office.
That is correct. In a bear market, are investments going higher or lower?
Bear market is down. Lower.
That is correct. Longtime Bears defensive tackle William Perry was known by this popular nickname.
Fridge.
That is correct. Bear Grylls served in the British Army before becoming the host of this popular survival show.
He goes out in the wild and, like, interacts with animals.
It's a wordy title.
Bear Grylls something in the wild. Bear Grylls in the wild.
That's incorrect. Thirsty Frick. Thursday. Which has the higher alcohol content, Colt 45 or Schlitz Malt Liquor?
Colt.
That is correct. NBA playoffs, which team is a higher seed in the East, the Knicks or the Bucks?
Bucks.
That is incorrect. Happy 420, is Skywalker OG a sativa strain or an indica strain?
Sativa.
That's incorrect. It was late.
Oh.
All right.
And it was wrong. And late?
So you got both. You got double. Yeah. You
did I get
wrong.
Five?
Yeah. You got four.
I thought it was five.
Well, I got you four. Judges, did we have them at four?
Four.
Four.
No, I thought it was five.
So that's the good news.
Four or five.
The bad news is Ryan got three.
Ryan, appreciate you coming through, buddy.
So you survived. Very good. By the way, the Knicks are the two seed. Show some respect.
Yeah, I didn't have that on their name. I'm sorry.
We had Ryan at four back at the office.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. What did I miss?
Yeah, he got the office. He got lower. He got the fridge.
And like he got the Knicks.
He got the Knicks instead of the
round two.
Yep. Yep.
What was the last one he got?
He got the Knicks instead of the Bucks.
Oh, I apologize, Ryan. All right, everybody calm down. We're good. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to offer the same question to Chuck and Ryan. Who's ever closest gets the Arnett's card. What a turn of events. I'm glad somebody threw the challenge flag on me that Ryan had four. I apologize, Ryan. All right, take a listen to the question.
All right, Ryan, yeah, I'm just looking for a number, whoever's closest. How many, we were talking about Fridge Perry earlier, how many rushing attempts did Refrigerator Perry have throughout his entire career?
Ooh, well, I'm going to go with...
it's a time
the
show.
Answer. With
it's
a five, time show. Five.
All right, five, thank you.
All right, let's get Chuck back in. Same question that was offered to Ryan is offered to the King, Mr. Derek.
All right, Chuck, talking about Refrigerator Perry. Want to know how many rushing attempts did he have throughout his entire career?
Nine.
Actual retail price?
Eight. Chuck wins.
You can't win!
Ryan said five. Chuck said nine. You win in overtime.
I don't endorse that. Oh, I'm sorry. It was tied.
Right.
I think I'm probably going to see some stuff show up on Twitter now. Probably.
It was my mistake.
There was a little fudge. There was a little something.
He knew the NBA question. That's what got him.
Just saying.
All right, Chuck, back to the isolation chamber while Brian joins Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Brian, good day. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing excellent, Brian. Where would you be right now if you weren't playing a dumb radio game with us?
I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm picking my son up from school, making my wife happy.
Oh, that's very good. How old's the son?
He's 10.
Okay. Well, dad's son drive home. Like it very much. When he gets in the car, make sure you say, "What's up, brother?" They love that.
Well,
yeah, Brian, your category options are Lions or Tigers?
Tigers.
Tigers it is. Let's put 60 seconds on Brian's game clock. We'll see if he can win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
The pet tiger featured in The Hangover was, quote, borrowed from this former heavyweight championship boxer.
Mike Tyson.
That is correct. This actor claimed to have tiger blood around the time he was dismissed from the sitcom Two and a Half Men.
Charlie Sheen.
That is correct. Tiger Woods was twice named first-team All-American while attending this California.
Stanford.
That is correct. Tony the Tiger loves Frosted Flakes and is known for what catchy slogan?
They're great.
That is correct. Thirsty Thursday, which beer has a higher alcohol content, Blue Moon or Sweetwater 420?
Sweetwater.
That is correct. NBA playoffs, which is the higher seed in the Western Conference, the Suns or the Mavericks?
Mavericks.
That is correct. 420 preview, is Granddaddy Perp a sativa strain or an indica strain?
Indica.
That is correct.
All right, Brian, hold on 1 second. Let's get Chuck back from the isolation chamber. Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Your contestant, your opponent this time is Brian. Brian is where he's supposed to be. He's picking up his 10-year-old from school, making his wife happy. It's a big win. That's a great dad. We have a lot of great dads listening to the show. Put family before money. They put family first.
Which one did he choose?
He chose family. All right, so Chuck, do me a big favor. Take a deep breath.
Oh!
Bigger. Better. All right. Your category this time around is Tigers. Tigers.
And they get to choose the categories, too. If they choose the categories, I should win the tie. I should win the tie. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think that's how it works. Let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock. We'll see if he can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
The pet tiger featured in The Hangover was borrowed from this former heavyweight champion.
Tyson.
That is correct. This actor claimed to have tiger blood around the time he was dismissed from the sitcom.
Shane.
That is correct. Tiger Woods was twice named a first-team All-American while attending this California University.
Stanford.
That is correct. Tony the Tiger loves Frosted Flakes, is well known for what catchy slogan?
They're great.
That is correct. Thirsty Thursday, which beer has a higher alcohol content, Blue Moon or Sweetwater 420?
Blue Moon.
That is incorrect. NBA playoffs, which is the higher seed in the Western Conference, the Suns or the Mavericks?
The Mavs.
That is correct. 420 preview, is Granddaddy Purple a sativa strain or an indica strain?
That is an indica strain.
That is correct.
Very good, Chuck. You
Western Conference, I'm down with.
You did well.
Give me some Clippers questions.
You got six. It's very good. You should feel good about that.
And?
Yeah, well, Brian got seven.
No,
you
he didn't.
Win, yeah,
no, he didn't. No,
you
he didn't.
Win.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He not only dominated, he still had about 15 seconds left. Yeah.
Which
you
one
win.
Did I not get seven?
You missed the 420.
No, you missed the booze one.
Right.
Yeah.
He had,
Sweetwater 420 has more alcohol than
yes.
Blue Moon.
This is
very good.
And Brian's Tony the Tiger was way better.
Oh yeah,
yeah
no, Tony
real
puts,
lack
puts
of effort there.
It.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Not.
Try the real way of saying
they're
Tony.
Great.
No, they're great.
Kind of hard to say that right now,
okay.
Matt.
All right, Chuck.
Down a card.
He's sulking. Back to the isolation chamber.
Who won?
That was Brian. Who's going to now spend the day with his son, and they're going to have a great story to tell. That's awesome.
Good job, Brian. Very happy.
You
again,
win.
Brian. Make sure when you pick him up, you say, "What's up, brother?" They love that. Michael is our final contestant with a chance to win Chuck's dinner on the fan. Michael, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing excellent, Michael. Where would you be if not for this dumb radio game?
Oh, man, I just got home from work.
What kind of work do you do?
I sell roofing supplies.
Oh, very good. Okay. Recession-proof. Yeah, sure. Everybody needs roofing supplies. All right, Michael,
right.
Your category here is Lions.
Okay, gotcha.
Good. Let's put 60 seconds on Michael's game clock. We'll see if he can win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
In 1994's The Lion King, Mufasa is voiced by this man, also known as the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
Morgan Freeman?
This is incorrect. The Cowardly Lion is wants to ask the Wizard of Oz for what?
Heart.
That is incorrect. Lionel Richie earned a reported $10 million annually since he became the judge on this show in 2017.
American Idol.
That is correct. Richard the Lion Hart was the king of this country from 1189 until his death in 1199.
Africa.
That is incorrect. Thirsty Thursday, which beer has a higher alcohol content, Budweiser or Guinness?
Guinness.
That is incorrect. NBA playoff seeding. Which is the higher seed in the Western Conference, the Clippers or the Timberwolves?
Timberwolves.
That is correct. Counting down to 420, is green crack a sativa strain or an indica strain?
Oh. All right, Michael, we ran out of time as we get Chuck back from the isolation chamber for our final round.
Michael not using his time wisely.
I don't know if I would describe
it
that way.
Got a little pinched at the end. Is that what happened?
I guess we'll find out. Your category this time around is Lions. Lions.
Really should have a provision if they pick the topics, I get the tie.
Hmm. No, I don't believe that's in the bylaws anywhere. I do know this, though. You need to take a deep breath. It's very good. You should feel better. Let's put 60 seconds on his game clock. We'll see if Chuck can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
In 1994's The Lion King, Mufasa is voiced by this man, also known as the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
That James Earl Jones?
That is correct. The Cowardly Lion wanted to ask the Wizard of Oz for what?
The Cowardly Lion wanted some courage.
That is correct. Sir, Lionel Richie earns a reported $10 million annually ever since he became a judge on this show in 2017.
Oh, American Idol, is that right?
That is correct. Richard the Lionheart was the king of this country from 1189 until his death in 1199.
England?
That is correct. Thirsty Thursday, which beer has a higher alcohol content, Budweiser or Guinness?
Guinness.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
NBA playoff seeding, which is the higher seed in the Western Conference, the Clippers or the Timberwolves?
The Timberwolves.
That is correct. Counting down to 420, is green crack a sativa strain or an indica strain?
I'm going to say indica.
That is incorrect.
Did I get five again?
Yeah.
I got five?
Oh, boy.
Did I get five or six?
You got five. You obviously don't know your weed strains or your alcohol when you're comparing beer and...
It's supposed to be beer or weed, right? Not both.
Well, you failed. But you got five.
You can combine
What was the
them.
Other one? Was there another one? Did I get six?
Oh, you got five. I don't know. How many more times can I make you got five?
All right, so we're saying five.
Well, we're saying five because you got five. The good news for you is Michael got two.
You can't win!
Michael struggled. It happens.
Michael, don't worry about it. Call back. We try every week, Michael.
Couldn't work out a couple of jams. Gave a big bases loaded double, and Michael couldn't recover. All right, you won 2 of 3. It's not too shabby. Meatloaf was right, so you get your music. And we get to remind you, Arnett's Chop Shop. It's a wonderful location. I would say date night, maybe boys' night. Maybe it's just a weekend outing. Bar, the restaurant, the menu, it's as good as you'll find. Arnett's Chop Shop. I said to Michael Arnett and the whole crew, tell him Matt and Chuck sent you. All right, coming up next, the two questions that determined every college football transfer now have very different answers. We'll share both answers with you next.
You can't win!
Chuck and Chernoff are live today in Alpharetta. Smoke Jack Barbecue, it's where we are, easy to find at 29 South Main Street. Gorgeous location, and it's a perfect day. So once you get off work, if you're in Alpharetta, hop over. Have yourself a big afternoon. We're here with Larceny Small Batch Bourbon all day long at Smoke Jack Barbecue until 6 o'clock. Braves have the night off. They're back home tomorrow with the Tejas Rangers coming to town for the first of three. It'll be also the first of three straight series, a 9-game homestand for the Braves. All right, a couple of questions that at one point determined every college football transfer now have a couple of very different answers.
Yeah, they really do. The previous questions used to be, what position and how much will he play? And if you looked at the descriptions of the players, the positions mostly were three. And listen to the description for the players. We were after a backup QB, offensive line depth, or another corner. Those were the positions and the playing time and vision. None of that sounds urgent. And when the portal first started, that's really what it was. We have a team, and we may be 70, 80, 90% there, a backup quarterback who's played some, offensive line depth because we have injuries, and, of course, everybody throws it, so we would just like another corner. This is not about the two deep or three deep now. None of that is what's going on today. This is the number one college football shopping spree of all time, where we are right now. And the position that is now answering the one that's answering that question now, defensive tackle. And these aren't depth guys. These are starters and impact players. Brian Kelly, I've talked about this where he publicly has said, we're only getting one position in the portal, defensive tackle. The very next day, all-conference kid from TCU says, you know, I'm going to enter the portal. I think I may go to LSU. Isn't that tampering? Like, Arthur Blank can't say, boy, if Patrick Mahomes ever became a free agent, I'd really love him.
I don't know. Like, I'm so – the lines are so blurred. I don't know. Like, how would it be to tamper? I don't know.
And so – for
what is the
– if you're a defensive tackle, you need to come to Baton Rouge, and a defensive tackle at TCU is like, I may go to Baton Rouge.
Is there tampering? Like
– is there? Yes. Is there anyone to enforce it
is
at
it
this
policed?
Point? No.
Yeah, no, it's do what you want.
So the position has now become defensive tackle, and those kids have realized it. That was Bear last week. Bear Alexander was going to enter the portal, and then he didn't. Did you see his public response? I can't believe all this speculation that I would enter the portal. Matt, if he would have changed schools, it would have been his seventh school in 7 years. He went to four high schools.
Yep.
He's already been to two colleges. And his public tweet was, I can't believe people were speculating about me leaving my teammates. I'm here to finish what I started. And I was like, that's your calling card, Bear. But he was a defensive tackle.
We're living in Bear.
It is starters. It is studs more than ever before. And this is why it's the shopping spree. Folks with the bag don't have to tiptoe around no more. I have joked sometimes with you before back in the past, and like I didn't care if it was true or not. It was just kind of a joke because Steve Spurrier had a reputation of he didn't really like recruiting. And I was like, I don't get a car carrier. Go down to Belglade full of Escalades and just start handing them out if you have to. You can do that now. You can go to Belglade Central on Friday night, their team across the field. You can say, we got Escalades in the parking lot. Who are the highest rated? You can be that blatant about it.
Of course. It's pro football. Yeah, it's all allowed.
Which,
by the way, I still think there are coaches who still think they're cheating when it's now allowed. They're still tiptoeing around thinking, like, no, you don't have to tiptoe anymore. You can brag about it.
So this has gone from we're adding depth at a few key spots to mostly it's going to defensive tackle. They're the bell of the ball right now. And it's not anything about depth or rotation, guys. It is about massive guys who can make an impact right now.
No. Speaking of making an impact, trust me, I don't ride the waves of baseball throughout a six-month season of who's struggling and who's not. Braves fans were thrilled to see that Freddie Freeman is struggling. I don't know. Listen, I don't root against Freddie if he's playing the Braves. I don't want to see him have success, but I appreciate what that guy did, being a part of a championship team, and there's a chance one day that five goes up on the wall for all he did. But he's off to a pretty slow start. He's got an OPS in the 760s, which I saw the tweet minutes ago. That would be eighth on the Braves right now. Okay. Do you remember, though, this is not something I believed when it happened. I debunked it right away, and we all did. But the Dodgers, when they signed Ohtani, was like, oh, my God, the depth of the Dodgers. That lineup will be the greatest we've ever seen. And we all said, yeah, the top three looks awesome. But you better hope that Betts, Freddie, and Ohtani all deliver, because after that, it takes a big dip. You did have a nice addition of Teoscar Hernandez, and they do have Max Muncy and Will Smith. But that lineup can't hold a candle to the Braves. In fact, I saw these numbers from Buster Olney. The Dodgers' 7-8-9 hitters so far this season in 251 plate appearances have a total of 4 home runs, 4 doubles, a 170 average, a 227 on base, and they're slugging 239. I want you to give a little context to this. Remember, Orlando Arcia typically hits 7-8 in the Braves lineup, and Jared Kelnick, for whatever it's worth, now he won't continue this, but he's hit 360 with a great on-base percentage through this point, and the Braves' depth in their lineup will get better when Sean Murphy comes back. There's a chance Sean's going to hit 7th when he comes back, Orlando hits 8th, and Kelnick hits 9th. I'll say it for those in the back of the room who didn't hear, the Dodgers can't hold a candle to the Braves' offense, not in the regular season. Maybe in a shortened series it sort of mitigates it because it's 5 or 7 games. The Dodger offense is not even close to the Braves. Not on paper, not in reality.
That part of the your comment, that's 100% true. They think they like Kike and the history there, maybe.
What would Kike do with the Braves? I don't know if he plays.
A lot less than he does with the Dodgers. You're exactly
Jason
right.
Jason Hayward's Jason
they
Hayward.
They thought they had something with Hayward. He's hurt a little bit now, but whatever. So you're right about the lineup. I want to go back to the Freddie thing. All Freddie did was not get the contract he really, 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 really wanted. That's all Freddie did. Like, all the stuff Freddie did for the Braves, I felt bad for Freddie when he had that press conference. That wasn't making me feel good.
I laughed at him. That was funny. I think he's going to look back and realize he made a jack tart at him.
Absolutely he did. And I felt bad after all he had done.
Yeah.
But I got nothing but thanks for him.
Freddie, if his final act was what it was, catching a ball, putting a ball in his pocket that was the championship clincher. Like, no, I have nothing but love for Freddie Freeman. Now, I don't mind the Dodgers struggling. I just don't – like, Freddie's going to – you know what Freddie's going to do, and everybody knows it. He's going to hit 302. He's going to hit his 34 home runs. His on-base will be great. His slugging will be Freddie. Like, I don't worry about Freddie hitting.
You know, at some point, though, you know what happens later on in the season? He turns 30.
I know.
Five.
That was the fear that everybody
Goldschmidt
talked about.
Turns 36. Now, it's only 3 weeks. You seen Goldschmidt's season?
No.
Goldschmidt's he's borderline Hall of Famer, maybe. Goldschmidt's not – I don't know. Something about that, you turn 35, 36, 37, different for every guy. Back gets a little heavier.
Well, this isn't 1999, right? You don't have the advantages of running, outrunning Father Time. It'll get Freddie. I don't think it'll happen this year, but it's coming.
And it was understood that we were part of the overall equation was we were getting a guy 3 or 4 years younger, and the money was the same, and the length was the same, and he might actually be a little better with the glove, and he whatever.
And it worked out.
I got nothing but love for Freddie Freeman.
All right, coming up, a former dog is being called the worst possible name just a week before the draft.
Hoyt!
UMFer, I hope you die.
That was strong. That was too strong.
It is aggressive.
That was an HR thing. That was, yeah.
This is not that instance, but it's still pretty bad. You'll hear it next.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.